This is KCUR 89.3. This weekend, Kansas City audiences will hear the words of the iconic American poet Maya Angelou set to music and sung by the Heartland Men's Chorus. First, KCUR has the story of how that composition came to be from the two men who created it.
My name is Dustin Cates, and I'm the artistic director of the Heartland Men's Chorus. I knew our 30th anniversary would be coming, and I thought Maya Angelou's text really, you know, fits who we are. The command that she has with just the spoken word, I was drawn into both what she was saying and how she was saying it. And I knew I wanted to use Mark Hayes because our music library is full of things that he's written for us. Also, his writing style would really suit her text.
So I'm Mark Hayes, and I'm a composer and an arranger and a conductor. Dustin Cates came to me and said, we would love for you to write something. And he used words like, it's going to be about equality, it needs to be passionate, it should talk about freedom, a universal voice, a voice for all, confrontive, all the things that Maya is in her poetry. One of the first poems that I put in here is called On the Pulse of Morning.
Mr. President and Mrs. Clinton and Americans everywhere, a rock, a river, a tree.
It's definitely more prose-oriented, the way Maya wrote it. I didn't use most of it because if I had, I would have written a 25-minute piece, and that was not my assignment. So I had to figure out, how do I take these incredible ideas and make them into something that makes sense musically, but doesn't feel like I'm not telling the whole story?
I, the rock, I, the river, I, the tree, I am yours. Your passages have been paved.
I, the rock, I, the river, I, the tree, I am yours. Your passages have been paved.
But the other three poems I chose of hers are all very, they have end rhymes to them, and they're in quatrains, some of them are in groups of three. There's a poetic meter when you read them, you can go, I can hear melody to this. So as I thought about how to set Caged Bird, I was aware that there was a verse about the free bird and then one about the caged bird, so I wanted the music to reflect that. I'm in the key of F sharp minor, and there's just kind of a, but a caged bird sings on the grave of his dreams, and shadows shout on a nightmare screams. His wings are clipped and his feet are tied. The last couple lines says the caged bird sings with a fearful trill, and then it's longing for freedom. It sings of freedom, which it doesn't have. So it leaves you a little bit unsettled. But then immediately from there, it goes from the minor key to the major key to the next song, which is Equality. And what it says, the first couple lines of that is,
Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free. Equality, and I will be free.
I loved how it shifted from the lack of possibility to freedom in this next song, and the next couple songs propel it along that journey.
You may write me down in history.
I just imagined in some of the solo parts I was writing about some of the guys who would get to sing this, kind of channeling Maya Angelou as they sang it.
Does my sexiness upset you? Does it come as a surprise that I dance like I've got diamonds at the meeting?
Whenever I start these things, I'm always going, oh my gosh, I've set a really high bar for myself. Will I make it? And I'm really pleased with what I wrote.
It's certainly everything I hoped for. There's some lines at the end that I can hardly stand there and conduct. They're at a point where Mark kind of slows the tempo down just a little bit, so I think the listener really has an opportunity to digest what she's saying. She says, out of the huts of history's shame I rise, up from the past that's rooted in pain I rise. I'm the black ocean leaping and wide,
welling and swelling, I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise, bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally,
That was Heartland Men's Chorus Artistic Director Dustin Cates and composer Mark Hayes. This story was produced by KCUR's CJ Janovy.